ultimate laws of physics. The ultimate laws of physics. Once we know the ultimate laws of physics, what will we know? Once we know the ultimate laws of physics, will we know that there is no time, there is no space, there's only the now, there's only this moment now? Will we come into the awareness of the ultimate moment of physics, the ultimate laws of physics? What are they? How do they affect us? Can we say there is timelessness? Can we say all time is now? Can we say that the laws of physics keep constantly revealing new aspects of itself? The law of physics constantly reveals new aspects of just what it is, and we wonder what it is. The ultimate laws of physics, what are they? We all like to think about them in their many-fold ways, and Einstein was one who thought very definitely in those ways. And he had the idea that the laws of physics are ever-changing, ever-revealing newness to them. When we think about the fourth dimension, the single fourth dimension, what do we come up with? We come up with the spacelessness, timelessness, allness now. Actually, all life is in the fourth dimension. All life is in that revealed area more than we can ever know. Because all life is telling us in that classical or quantum gravity in which time plays no fundamental role. It's a most amazing thing for us to think in these things. With the New Year's Eve coming upon us in a few days, we say to ourselves, is there a passage of time? Is there where time stands still or where time doesn't exist? What does that mean to all of us? What does it mean to us to think of time? Well, actually, it means nothing at all to think about time. For time is just a matter of whatever we think in the flick of an eye. When we think that this second, or this moment, this instant is here, what about the instants that are past gone? Are they gone? Or do they live in another area of our thought? Or did they never exist at all? When we stop and think in the timelessness of a scientist's way of thinking, we come to the idea that since we have in our mind the ability to flash back, to go forward, to think now in any area that we like, in every possible thinking that we'd like to think, we come up with something that says timeless, timelessness, endlessness, virtual awareness. What is the relativity? What is that idea of thinking into the absolute, thinking into the allness? We oftentimes talk about thinking in the allness, where all time and space exist as one instant, where all activity exists at one moment. And no matter what we think, no matter how we think about it, no matter how we give our attention to it, it's all in this instantaneous moment. Just this moment now. For whatever we think, we're thinking now. If we're thinking of the past, we're thinking of it in the now. If we think of the future, we're thinking of it now. We're thinking of a moment from now, and we're thinking of it now. What goes on in our hearts and our soul and our being that tells us that this is all now and here? Well, we can go in our memory, and our memory seems to be our clock. Our memory takes us back to when we were a child, or when our children were little, or when the world was just beginning. Or we could go into the future and think of how we would look as we are older, how the universe changes. In 1945, I was in San Diego. I was in the Navy at the time. And in 1945, San Diego was just a little place, a very definite city, a very definite being, but not like today. And I would go up to Los Angeles, and I would think how wonderful that was. And then I'd go all the way up to San Francisco on Highway 1, two lanes, much like it is today, but two lanes. Did the scenery change much? Had the ocean beat away at the shores and pulled down the mountainsides? Had the grass grown greater or less? Had some animals become extinct? Have things happened? And in my consciousness, I can go back and see all it was that existed in 1945, that existed in that area of California. And it's still there, just like it never had changed in the slightest. And then when I, so to speak, open my eyes and look at what appears in the relative moment today, I find it quite different. And yet, it's not different at all. Because the past is always there, the present is always there, the future is always there, the oneness is always there. And no matter what I say or think or do, in my mind, I can be anywhere. Because the infinite universe is timeless. The infinite universe where I can think all things and do all things and be all things and go all places, it is timeless. And I am there. And I am there not because I want to be there, not because I would like it to be there, but because it is timeless. Because in my memory, I can be anywhere. In my thought system, which is like my memory in a great way, I can be anywhere. No matter what I do, no matter where I go, I can be anywhere. And I can be anytime. And I can be it at any moment I think. And I can think in the future and the past. And I can think in the past of the past. And I can think in the present in the past, no matter what I do. Because my mind has the capacity to encompass, to enfold, to hold all of those things at any time. My mind has the capacity to be in the allness of the universe. And the allness of the universe is timeless. The allness of the universe is right here, right now, this moment, this instant. It's right here, right in the palm of my hand, right in the tip of my tongue, right in the point of my awareness. All time is right here. So when I celebrate New Year's Eve, what am I celebrating? I'm just celebrating the passage of another year. And when I think of the year that passed, I think of all the glorious, beautiful things that happened. And they're happening once again right now as I think about them. They're timelessly happening in my thought, in my mind, in my consciousness. And I am one as all that is. My New Year's Eve is every eve, is every moment. Timeless, wonderful, glorious, to be sure. It's so fantastic, and we are there in this four-dimensional way of thinking of things. We are there, and as we are there, we are recognizing the ultimate law of physics is a constant changing rule, a constant changing awareness, because there is no law. All is, and all exists. And no matter how the scientists try to sew the fabric of the universe together with the string theory and all the other ways of thinking, it is all right here, right now. And as I open my eyes to it, I say, how glorious it is that I live in the timelessness of time. Is there first, second, third, and fourth dimension, sixth, seventh, and eighth, 100th dimension? Are there limitless dimensions, or are they unlimited? And are they all in the now? I believe they're all in the now. And I believe in the timelessness of all, right here and now, and find it a great joy. Join with me in this timelessness of now, recognizing that the fourth dimension is timeless. All dimensions are timeless. And truly, there are no dimensions at all. We live in this instant. Join me in that awareness. It's a great and a glorious experience, and I love it. And I know as we all think about it, we live it this instant. Have a wonderful day, a glorious day, a glorious year, a glorious lifetime, a glorious moment right now. For all time is now. And I love you. I love you. I love you.